The White House says a memo from the new Director of Central Intelligence to the CIA staff has been taken out of context in news reports today, but neither the agency nor the White House offered up the full memo for review. News analyst Daniel Shore says the issue is whether the CIA is allowed to operate independently of White House politics.
While intelligence reform, pushed by President Bush, gasped for breath in an expiring Congress, it was turmoil time again for the CIA. The intelligence professionals are resisting what they regard as a hostile takeover by the White House. Veteran officers are quitting one after the other. The Bush-appointed director, former Representative Porter Goss, has brought in a management team of his congressional aides. Goss has advised the CIA staff in an internal memorandum that promptly leaked that their job is to support the administration and its policies in our work. That has never been stated so directly before. In creating the agency in 1947 from the ashes of the wartime Office of Strategic Services, President Truman gave strict orders to stay away from policy and politics. The enabling legislation said intelligence should be objective, independent of any political consideration. Over the years, I tended to be honored in the breach. President Eisenhower used the CIA to topple the left-wing Mossadegh regime in Iran and make way eventually for the Ayatollah Khomeini. President Kennedy had the CIA organize the abortive Bay of Pigs invasion and try to assassinate Fidel Castro. President Nixon had Richard Helms conspire to oust Allende in Chile, making way for Pinochet. And President Ford had the CIA director, George H. Bush, come up with a Team B report exaggerating Soviet capabilities in order to justify increased defense appropriations. Since early in the Bush administration, the CIA under George Tenet was under pressure to come up with facts or surmises about weapons in Iraq that could be used to justify an invasion. Tenet never did deliver on his promise of slam-dunk evidence against Saddam Hussein. He is now giving his side of the story off the record for high lecture fees. In fairness, it should be noted that the Goss memo that called on CIA officers to support the administration and its policies also said, "We provide the intelligence as we see it and let the facts alone speak to the policymaker." That's the way it was supposed to be, dating back to President Truman. That is not the way it has been. This is Daniel Shore.